Hello, I'm Scott Bradley, news director of the River 95.3 and Fox Sports Radio 1450 with another Newsmakers segment being brought to you by Warren County. Together, we are community. Today, we're talking to newsmaker Casey Hollins of Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. Casey, exactly what is your title?
I'm the Managing Director of Communications and Public Relations, and we get to spread the good news and exciting updates about all of the work that the employees and other teams at the co-op are doing.
Casey, I know you and your fellow employees of Rappahannock Electric Cooperative are constantly trying to make things better for your co-op members. What's new in the month of August?
This time, I'm excited to talk about our electrical services. It's not just meters and delivering electricity with us. A lot of times, we get questions from people about typical or standard electric service work, that whether or not we can provide it, and we can. So I'm excited to share some updates about some enhancements and additional services that we can offer our customers.
Casey, give us some examples of those improvements.
Yes, it's a really good list. A lot of times people are looking to upgrade service. They need more electricity available to them. So we can upgrade a standard 100 amp to a 200 amp. We can help replace service entrance cables. We can replace existing house service panels. We can even do smaller jobs like lighting installations or ceiling fan installations. Sometimes people need electrical inspections. We can help with that. One of the most common things that we do is installing generator transfer switches, and those are critical for the safety of your home when you connect a generator during an outage, but also for our linemen. And now, most recently, with the advancement of electric vehicles, we are able to install electric vehicle chargers to our residential member owners.
That is fantastic. Tell us more about that opportunity.
More and more people are buying electric vehicles, and a lot of times we get questions from them on where they should or the type of electric vehicle chargers that they should purchase. So in addition to us being able to install electric vehicle chargers, we also just launched a marketplace, which members can get to on our website. It's called the Vividly Brighter Marketplace, and it's connected to Amazon, which is really convenient because pretty much, I would say, almost everybody's probably buying on Amazon. So we have selected quality electric vehicle chargers that our members could consider purchasing, and then we, again, have the ability to come out and install that electric vehicle charger for you. Because it is such a new technology, the amount of people that have the skill sets needed to install electric vehicle chargers are limited at this time, but we are excited because our master electrician on staff has the certifications for electric vehicle charger installation. So we are really happy to help make sure members know we can support them with that and answer any questions that they might have about electric vehicles.
Talk about your timely option, Casey. That is very cool to have it certified, a charger placed in your home for your electric vehicle. Quite the opportunity to take advantage of. In fact, a number of opportunities you listed earlier. Now, being as you install generator switches, do you also sell generators through REC?
No, we don't sell generators yet, although it is something that we are looking at and could possibly be able to support our members with in the future. We also look at things like backup battery storage. That's a new technology, and so we're doing some studies on that. We do have a partner program with Generac Power Systems, and they have a special offer for our members, but we don't sell generators. We really focus on the generator transfer switches. A lot of our customers use portable generators, and those can be very dangerous and can be hazardous if they're not installed correctly. So the backup generator transfer switch provides that layer of safety, but it also makes it incredibly easy for someone during a power outage to quickly connect and be able to use that generator, that portable generator, easily and efficiently in a power outage.
Yes, during quite a few of the power outages, we heard quite a bit about the generator switcher. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes, I'll do my best to explain it. So first, turn off all of the breakers in your house except for the main breaker, then connect the generator and start it up. The switch will immediately connect to the standard service that you have in your home and allow you to operate critical appliances when you flip the breaker in your panel box for that appliance or that area of your home. Again, it's a safety device, and safety is our top priority, and so we really encourage people with the portable generators that can be connected to a generator transfer switch to take the next step and have that installed, which we're happy to help with.
Well, that's wonderful news, and it sounds great for the REC members. Now, we can find out all about all these options and availabilities through the Rappahannock Electric Cooperative website, correct, Casey?
Yes, all of this information is on our website. It's really easy to find, and you can get there at www.myrec.coop. And we also have a contact center with local staff representatives that are happy to answer questions from our members if they have questions and need to speak to someone. So you can always give us a call as well at 1-800-552-3904.
Sounds like some great progress for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative members. Thank you, Casey, for all that information. If you know of someone making a difference in the community or an event coming up we need to get the word out about, call or text Direct and Connect. 540-635-4121. Make it to the attention of Scott. Let's see if we can make you a newsmaker on the River 95.3 and Fox Sports Radio 1450.